Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. I am excited because I have, for several reasons today, I get to introduce you to a superstar woman that I have known for a couple of years. But even more exciting is we're actually going to be announcing that we're doing a project together on this podcast. So I'm very excited to introduce you to Kim Schooler. Kim, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thanks, Sharon. It's a real pleasure to be here.
So a little bit of background, you guys, most of you know that I was a licensed CPA for many, many years. Well, Kim is a licensed attorney for many years, fewer than me. I think I'm older than you are. And so she's got an incredible history of law practice, being top executive in organizations, and now is an incredible powerhouse in financial education for women with the organization called WealthWave. And we'll announce the book in a little bit. But Kim, I love to always, when I introduce my guests, ask them to kind of bring us up from little Kim. Talk about little Kim and your history and how we got to where you are today.
Well, it's kind of an interesting journey, and I think a little bit unusual. Although when I talk to women, women take these kind of zigzag paths in their life and their career. So maybe it's not that unusual in that way. But I actually started as a fourth grade school teacher when I graduated from college, and I love teaching. But unfortunately, teachers are so undervalued. I was working two extra jobs at night and on the weekend just to make ends meet. And when you're a fourth grade school teacher, it's not like you can get promoted to fifth grade school teacher and, you know, you get a big promotion. Education, careers just don't work that way. So I ended up going to law school, which I loved, and started working in-house for a very large financial services firm in the world, learned a lot, and got to work with some of the smartest people in the business. And one of the things that I did was assist with mergers and acquisitions for this particular company. They ended up acquiring the assets that became a large financial marketing company and a large broker dealer based in Atlanta, Georgia, which is how I ended up here, because I was asked to serve as president. So my last 4 years at Transamerica, I served as president of their largest broker dealer in the United States.
Very impressive as a woman, I want to underline. Thank you.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that, Sharon, because when I looked up, you know, we women, we just do our jobs. We just work and get the work done. And when I looked up from my desk, I was the only woman in the room. Women represent less than 1% of broker dealer executives in the United States. Women represent only 18% of the financial professionals, working financial professionals in the country. So it really spoke to me to, you know, want to talk to women, make sure women have access to financial information, make sure women have access to financial careers. So I ended up leaving the corporate side, mostly because the travel was extensive and I really wanted to be home more for my son, who was about 9 years old at the time. But I started my own financial business and my own law practice, and I haven't looked back. And we at WealthWave have really spoken to women in particular, which is how you and I ended up connecting.
That's right. And it was such an incredible opportunity for me to get to know you and to see the organization WealthWave. You have probably the highest percentage of women of any company in the financial services that I've seen. And just an incredible nurturing, supporting mentorship available to help not just women, but everybody in the organization succeed. So it's been a real pleasure for me to be part of this, and I'm excited. So tell us a little bit more about where you're headed and how we're going to do this together.
So, we at WealthWave, we walk the walk. We don't just talk the talk. And there are a lot of financial firms out there that just talk the talk. You are a financial icon for women, and you are someone who also walks the walk. You're not just talking and writing about women being involved more financially. You're out there in the trenches helping and supporting women to do that. So we decided to reach out to you and ask you if you might be interested in writing a book with us that, teaches women how money works. You know, WealthWave has come out with the book, How Money Works, Stopping a Sucker, which is, I think there are more than 500,000 books that have been sold so far in the past 12 to 36 months. And it's real important for us to really speak to women in a way that you've been doing all along. So I don't know whether you want to talk about more about the book or the title. I don't want to unveil too much, Sharon.
No, I absolutely go for it. Tell them what our title is going to be. And I'm really excited about it because this, I had the pleasure and honor of being asked to keynote at the beginning of the year last year, right before COVID shut us down. And so I've maintained a relationship with you guys, and then to be invited back and for you guys to get that phone call. I always tell people every phone call can change your life. And, the phone call from my client when I left public accounting, the phone call from my husband, all these phone calls. And that was another phone call I got from you asking me if I would co-author this book with you. And so it's really exciting. It's absolutely a huge compliment and a great companion book to Think and Grow Rich for Women. And so we're looking at it coming out this year. And share what because we literally, this is how it worked. We got together, put our heads together, sat around a table and went back and forth on what kind of the title should be. So share what we ended up with.
So we did. We were so fortunate that you were able to come to Dallas to be the keynote speaker at our convention this year, just a few weeks ago. And while you and I and others have been collaborating about the book by Zoom and by phone call and by email, that was really the first time you and I and the great people we work with had a chance to sit down face to face and kind of talk through our wonderful thoughts for this project. And so we sat for probably 2 hours and just talked about the book and what we wanted to happen, and specifically the title, because for us the title is not only the first impression that people get of the book, but it sets the tone for the book. So we wanted to stick with How Money Works for Women to be in line with the How Money Works original book that came out a year and a half to 2 years ago, and we wanted to come up with a subtitle that really spoke to what we were working on and what we wanted to say to women in a way that current financial books for women aren't saying. There are a lot of financial books out there that are like textbooks, and some of them have kind of tongue-in-cheek titles that are kind of cute. There's a seriousness that we want to bring to this, but also accessibility. So our subtitle to the book is Take Control or Lose It, because that says it all for women. Why, Sharon, did you think that would be like a really good title for us to use?
Well, part of this process, and this is a good lesson to share with everyone, because when you're collaborating, you have to look at the brand and the brand statements of both parties and how you can find a way for them to be consistent with each other, but also accomplish what you want. And so that was part of the conversation we kept going. And so people that know me know I always say you either control your money or money controls you. So that's a very consistent thing that I say all the time, what we call a Sharonism. And then the whole essence of WealthWave is to take control of your money. So, but we didn't get there quickly. It took us a while because we had a bunch of different ones we were going back with, and a couple that was like, for me, it was not consistent with my brand. And it's like, okay. And then others that were good, but not great. And it was like, right? We had several that were good, but they were more like Melba toast, vanilla, right?
Right.
And then I said, take it, control or lose it. And it was like, everybody, whoa. So
yes, that's it.
It was a true example of fantastic collaboration because we literally went through probably a dozen or more subtitles, and it was like turning on the lights when we came up with that one. So it was fun.
Right. Well, and we are working with an amazing graphic artist who immediately took that, and in line with the cover of the original How Money Works book, Stop Being a Sucker, created a sucker in the form of a stop sign, a red stop sign. So we're not using the word sucker for a lot of reasons, but we are using the stop sign icon formed from a sucker that he created almost on the spot. And then, you know, within 12 hours, we were showing people the cover of the book.
And it really is. I talk about the power of team, you know, focus on your strengths and hire weaknesses. And this literally overnight, he got his graphics people together and created a mock-up for the cover, which was just amazing. And it is, you know, it's wonderful to see that collaboration and have it spring forth. And the book itself, let's talk a little bit about, because what I like about it, you know, I teach experiential learning. And reading a book is kind of hard to have experiential learning, but you can do that through storytelling, where people have an emotional connection to what you're saying in the book. And so we're going to be highlighting women in different stages of life. So share a little bit about that, Kim.
So in the original book, How Money Works, the story or the lessons about money are taught through several different characters that were created by the authors. So we've taken the female characters from the original book and really built up their backstory and also created four new characters that are going to be showcased in the book. We wanted women of all different ages, different backgrounds, different experiences, so we could go through the money lessons that are applicable to that woman at that point in her life, going through those things in her life. You know, for example, we've got a character who's in school with student loans. We've got another student who's just out of school, starting her career and paying off her student loans. We've got a character who is an employee. She's got two kids. She's saving for college. She's paying her mortgage. She's doing her estate planning, and she's trying to figure out what employee benefits are right for her. We've got another character who has a child with special needs. So she's having to rearrange her career so she can be more available for her child. And she's moving into a home that'll be more accessible for her special needs child. And there are all kinds of, you know, financial needs that this particular woman will have. We've got another character who is taking care of her parents. Another character whose daughter moved back in with her after she escaped an abusive situation. She's starting over again, and she has a child of her own. And then we've got a character in her 70s and a character in her 80s, those women who are retired and dealing with retirement issues, living in assisted living. long-term care needs, living on a fixed income, you know, they're living the consequences of the financial planning that happened when they were younger. So we were trying to make it interesting, relevant. We're trying to cover a lot of different situations for women.
Well, I think it's so educational because it actually also makes you feel pretty lucky when you don't have those situations, but it's a great way to see the financial considerations that impact every aspect of our lives. So I'm looking forward to when we actually get this out and done, because it's so important for women to actually take control of their lives and to understand that a man's not a plan, and that they need, you know, their credit rating is different from their husband's. And a lot of women don't realize that. Years ago, I had I was at a birthday party somebody was giving me, and there were probably a dozen people. It's right before I was writing Think and Grow Rich for Women. I was in the process, and I asked them, and these were all very successful women. Several of them were working. They were pretty much all but one was married. And I asked, how many of you sign your tax return without looking at it, without knowing what's in it? And all but one raised their hand. And the one that raised her hand was a single woman. But, you know, it was shocking to me. And so I want women to stop putting their head in the sand and to be understanding and know what their financial situation looks like. So I'm excited about the book. I'm excited about the impact that we can make. And it's really a great journey that we're going to start on together. And we certainly hope that it's going to be out this year. And getting a little bit momentum going. So we wanted to announce it today to our group who are, when we talk about playing big, this is going to help women play a bigger game. So Kim, you're going to hang out with me. We're going to do another quick recording for the private Facebook group, Play Big Movement. So those of you watching, listening, if you're not a member of that group, please join us. It's a group of people who've come together and said they just want to collaborate with others. They want to be number one in their field, live their legacy, and create maximum impact. And How Money Works for Women is going to be a tool that's going to help you be number one in your field to live your legacy and create maximum impact. So Kim, if people want to know how to get in touch with you, how can they find you?
Well, they can get me on LinkedIn, and they can also send me an email. My email address is kim.schooler. That's kim.schooler at wealthwave.com.
Fantastic. I love it. And I bet you will hear from folks. So thank you so much, Kim. Hang out with me. And those of you watching and listening, thank you for being with us today. And make sure you join our private Facebook group and know that we are here to support you every step of the way. Any questions, reach out to me, info@SharonLechter. Otherwise, go out and have an incredible day. Be number one in your field. Live your legacy, which means every heart you touch every day is how you create your legacy and create maximum impact. Love you all. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lechter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lechter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.